Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two begins. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Breaking it down on the Friday night free show, the late night anger management class. Speaking of anger management, Bryson DeChambeau should probably look into it. We're here for you, brother. As Bryson DeChambeau melts down, puts up a 10 on the 15th at the Memorial. His caddy goes all goon squad-ish on a cameraman, tries to block the camera from getting DeChambeau's frustration. Not to mention, DeChambeau might have cheated, actually, today, too, in which he patted down the grass. As DeChambeau likes smashing a golf ball and smashing protein shakes, but he doesn't like it when things don't go his way. Speaking of things not going his way, things are not going our way in the MLS. We had a couple of nice wins last night. Tonight, an up and down roller coaster of a night in the MLS. Say what you will, though, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. And the MLS tournament has provided thrills, spills, chills, tears, and a lot of pain. Well, a lot of pain. Tonight, we had two draws. A 1-1 draw. So basically, we had two unders, two draws, one over. Sporting KC was the only winner here this evening. I guess we can't complain because we probably got lucky that Sporting KC wins. Big Man on Campus going to share some soccer picks, some international, some real soccer picks. The Italian League just continues to cash these overs. We'll see what's on the card. Kevin Walsh will step up and in. We're now just less than 2 weeks away from the return of the National Basketball Association and National Hockey League as well, 6 nights away until baseball comes back. And with Kevin Walsh, we're definitely going to get into this Chris Jericho and Skid Row, Sebastian Bach feud because we can't. Because, you know, it's Friday night, and basically we got to tie up loose ends, right? And basically starting next week, it's all business. Next week, baseball will be back. Baseball is going to be interesting. Baseball is going to be back, and you're going to see. They're going to go. Everything's going to be fine for like 10 days, 2 weeks. Then a bunch of jackasses is going to come out and say, oh, you see, how come nothing was wrong? Everyone worried for nothing. And then basically after like 26 days and stuff, half the league's going to have coronavirus. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today.
Joe DiMaggio missed three seasons from 1943 to 45, and obviously during his prime years as well. But the rest of the 13 years, the guy had 790 walks and just 369 strikeouts. For his career, let that sink in for a minute. I know Ted Williams gets all the credit in the world for being such an incredible hitter. And yeah, Ted Williams had a little bit more power than Joe DiMaggio. But from a batter's eye perspective, from a guy who just made incredible contact.
The Sports Grid Network.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
Diamond Bets.
You take out Mookie Betts, you take out Chris Sale, you take out Eduardo Rodriguez, you have a suspect bullpen. That's too much to handle. It also might be a lot to handle for the Texas Rangers, who are going to be without Joey Gallo.
You're right. As they move, you should pay attention, but that team is still going to be a team that I'd feel confident putting down some capital and looking for a nice return on investment. If I'm looking at Texas on a win total as well, I've been a stay away.
The Sports Grid Network.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Morency. We apologize for the delay, but better late than never. We still got time with Big Man to get to some soccer picks here. Kevin Walsh will step up and in about 15 minutes' time. Big Man, the Serie A is a league that the goals just keep coming fast and furious, and even I can't mush this so far. I've been blindly just stepping up and pulling the trigger on the overs in these Italian league games, so We'll continue on that theme. We've got Verona and Atalanta on the board in the morning, big man.
Yeah, this one you should see goals as well. I mean, Atalanta, 93 goals in the season. I mean, that's 21 more than anyone in this league. They have just been unbelievable going forward. I mean, they just put up a couple of the last game where they put up 6 against Brescia. Should score goals here as well. I do think Verona can get on the score sheet, though. They've actually been quite solid going forward, and Atalanta has been a little shaky at the back. You look at Verona, I mean, really been on fire offensively, been able to put a few goals on the board each game. So, yeah, I would look at both teams to score and over 2.5 here. If I had to look at something, maybe I would just go straight over 2.5 again if you want. The problem is, Gabe, in some of these games, you're starting to have to lay a price on overs. These books aren't stupid. They're going to make you pay for it.
Minus 275 on this one. The other day, dude, it was like minus 400. It was literally like minus 400, 2.5. And I saw you tweeted there was a goal in the first minute of the game. I think they ended up being like 7 or 8 goals. When it was all said and done. Yeah, it seems like every Atalanta game goes over the number except that one when I had it in a parlay and they had a million chances.
The Cagliari game, yeah.
Yeah, they were a man. They even had a man advantage and you just couldn't make it happen. So I'm gonna ride you over.
I would look just play Atalanta and over 2.5, minus 160, not bad. Atlanta's going to win this game. It seems like 3-1 to me. I think that's a capable scoreline here. I would look at Atlanta and over 2.5 here, maybe.
All right. So speaking of which, we got Sassuolo throwing it down here. You were just talking about Cagliari, and what do you make of this one here, big man? Another track meet in store. It's minus 188.
Yeah,
so you don't have to lay too much here.
Yeah, I love Sassuolo. They've been my favorite team since the restart. I've been betting them every week. They've just been on fire. I mean, going forward, they've been awesome. Berardi, Caputo, Bolga, they've just been terrific. I just love them. All they do is just score goals. They actually had a great draw the other night against Juventus. Came back from 2-0 down to take the lead. They're going to win this game. I'm blown away at this price. I know it's a road game, but Cagliari just doesn't offer much. Cagliari is nothing. There's nothing that they're playing for at this point. They're basically just playing out the season. Sassuolo is actually playing for something, Gabe. They're trying to get up into those Europa League spots. And Gabe, I think it's important to understand Sassuolo is a small town. There's only about 30,000 people in this town, and the fact that they have done so well and been up at the top flight for this long is really fascinating. They've been unbelievable. They're fun to watch. They're exciting. I don't understand this price. I got to tell you, by 1:30 tomorrow when this game starts, I don't think it's going to be plus 105. This could be a trap, but I'm going to die in that trap. I've been on Sassuolo. I'm not jumping off them tomorrow.
I like where you're going with that one. And the third game tomorrow, AC Milan, it's about a minus 225 favorite. They've been either really good or, you know, their games have been kind of crazy, almost MLS-ish. Late comebacks, a lot of goals or, like, no goals. They're a weird team to get a handle on. I don't really fully trust this team ever laying a big price like this. Total there, 2.5, and another minus 188 as well. So you don't have to lay a ton of juice. And normally, guys, you'd say, wow, that's quite a lot of juice, actually. Minus 188, but these games have all been going over the number just, you know, on a weekly basis. What do you make of the AC Milan match?
Yeah, they're giving up a lot of goals. I mean, I was really kind of disappointed when they played Spal. They gave up 2 goals there. Spal's awful. You know, they've been fun to watch, though, going forward. I mean, the Juventus game was impressive. Zlatan's kind of added something to them. You know, obviously, Rebic is playing well for them. But, you know, Gabe, Bologna's given up a goal in 28 straight games. Obviously, they're going to give up a goal here. But I'm willing to think Bologna can score. You mentioned, obviously, you know, AC Milan struggling a little bit defensively. You know, Bologna's not a team that's just going to kind of sit back. They're going to attack. They've looked good in attack recently. They've got some goal-scoring prowess up front with guys like Palacio and Barrow. I'm willing to think they can find the back of the net. This screams 2-1 to me. I would probably look at, you know, Gabe, I've been really enjoying these where you pick the winner and the over goals. So it's like a correlated parlay. I'm looking at AC Milan and over 2.5. I think this is 2-1 written all over it to me. It wouldn't surprise me, 3-1 as well. I'm willing to think Bologna can get on the score sheet, but you don't have to worry that they will. AC Milan could win this 3-0, and you're going to win your bet. So, yeah, I don't love this game. I don't know if I'll be playing it. I kind of have a lot tied up in the Sassuolo game, but Milan should get the job done. They've scored 20 goals in the last 7 games. They're kind of flying right now offensively.
What's the deal with this, the FA Cup? Because normally you're not going to see Arsenal as a +8, getting +800, big man. How serious do the sides take this? Man City's a monster favorite, -335.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think anytime you can win trophies, I think you want to. Do I think that Man City necessarily? I mean, yeah, I think both teams care just because Man City can't win the Premier League, and Arsenal, obviously they're looking to win a trophy as well. Do I think that's too high on Arsenal? Yeah. I mean, I was kind of surprised as well to see a price that high. Look, the problem with Arsenal is they're just not good defensively. I mean, David Luiz is one of the worst defenders in this league. I mean, they have just been so poor. And they played Man City, I think the first game back from the restart, and they just got drilled. I think it was 3-0. But yeah, +800 is interesting, especially at Wembley. It's kind of a quasi home game for Arsenal. It's going to be tough though, because Man City's just been flying since the break came back. I would maybe take a shot with taking small and Arsenal, but this should be an up and down game. I'm willing to think Arsenal will find a goal this time. Both teams are scoring over 2.5. If I had to play this one, should see a pretty fun
over
match from a new. Yeah,
I think, yeah, I don't see why there's not two and a half goals scored here. I'm a fan of the corner kick prop as well. What a disaster. That's why I was getting so mad.
It's 11.5 here, actually.
But there should be 13, 14, 15. Yeah, I know. They're not giving it away, but they know there's going to be corner kicks too, right?
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Arsenal, both these teams, actually, Gabe, it's interesting. Both these teams are really poor in the cards market. They give up a lot of cards. I mean, I think Man City and Arsenal are top 5 in the Premier League in cards given up. This is actually a bet that I made in the first go-around, and I wasn't able to get there. But I don't bet the cards market often, but these two teams are susceptible to yellow and reds. I think Arsenal and Man City both lead top 3 in red cards given. They've been sent off, I think, 4 times this year. So we could see some bitterness in this game. The cards market might be worth a look as well.
Big man on campus with us. All right. So I wanted to conclude the Jeremy Roenick story. I want to clarify what he said after the fact and what his legal argument is. And when you hear his exact comments, and I want to be specific with his comments here, and he was on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, all right? On the podcast, Roenick discussed a vacation to Portugal with his wife and Catherine Tappan, all right? So the coworker that he was referencing actually is friends with Roenick's wife. So that's the whole thing. When he's talking about a threesome and stuff, it's not really workplace harassment. They are friends, and Catherine Tappan is friends with Jeremy Roenick's wife. So on the podcast, Roenick discussed a vacation to Portugal with his wife and Tappan, where he made repeated references to the NBC Sports anchor's appearance and joked about the possibility of the three of them having sex together. Now, he did say she had a nice breast and a nice ass. So he did say that on the podcast. Roenick said they went on a vacation together because his wife Tracy and Tappan are friends. When another resort guest asked about the situation, he said, "I just play it off like we're going to bed together every night, the three of us. If it ever came to fruition, that would be really, really good. But it's not going to happen." Later in the interview, Roenick called Patrick Sharp so beautiful and said, "I'd actually have to think about it if he asked me. I wouldn't say no right away." All right. You know what I mean? Seems like kind of some harmless banter here, right? Like, You know, listen, if he wasn't friends with the girl, but his wife is friends with the woman, he didn't say it on NBC. He said it on a podcast. Fine. You want to suspend him? Suspend him. Firing is a little bit much, but I think they just want to fire him to begin with. So I actually stand by JR up to now, big man, and say, you know what? I don't think you should have been fired for this. They should have told you, hey, don't joke around about stuff like that. You know, you're not going to be on this week, but, you know, just don't do that again. And everyone moves on. But he knows her, big man. It's not like he doesn't know her.
Yeah.
Right? They're friends with the wife, where he goes on, you know, so where he loses me when he says they fired me because I'm a Trump supporter, which is a little bit ridiculous. But he raises a good point when he says Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir on the figure skating telecast once talked about wanting to sleep with one of the figure skaters and made repeated references to camel toe without any reference of any suspension. And he's implying since they're gay, or that Weir's gay, that he's allowed to say what he wants and I'm being discriminated against because I'm straight. That's his argument there, big man. We only got like 30 seconds. Are you buying JR's argument?
In this climate, no, unfortunately. It is an interesting point, though, about Weir. It's kind of a double standard for sure. But yeah, in this climate, I understand why they did what they did.
Hey, you're the best, big man. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Big man on campus. We'll kick it with us on Sunday. Kevin Walsh next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thank you very much, Yang, Master Control, back in Midtown, Manhattan. Great job. We appreciate the job done this evening. So thanks to Big Man on Campus for kicking it with us as well. Let's bring in Kevin Walsh, better late than never. But Walsh understands the Friday Night Free Show is called the Friday Night Free Show for a reason. So we were just talking about Jeremy Roenick. And so Jeremy Roenick, and I just find the story interesting, actually. I see all sides of this. I'm a legal Cam likes, murder mysteries and, like, Dateline NBC and stuff like that, Walsh. You know, I like,
right.
If I wasn't a sports talk show host, I think I'd make a good attorney. I'd be a good attorney. So I find this case.
All right.
Yeah. I find this case very interesting in which, so Jeremy Roenick gets suspended by NBC. And then subsequently fired after the fact for appearing on a Barstool podcast in which he stated how hot one of his coworkers was. And I play it off like we're going to bed together every night, the three of us, his wife, the coworker, and him. If it really came to fruition, that would be really good, but it's never going to happen. He also goes on to say, I'm swimming right now with my wife and Catherine, and they've got their bikinis on, and they're both effing smoking. Ass and boobs everywhere. It's effing great, said Roenick at the time. Roenick then went on to make a reference to one of his coworkers, Patrick Sharp, and insinuated that Patrick Sharp was so cute that he would consider sleeping with him. And, you know, he would have a threesome with him as well. But then he went on to say, Patrick is a great guy and one of the best broadcasters I've ever worked with. It's locker room talk. It's hockey locker room talk. I can understand the suspension. I think they crossed the line with the firing. I think they just wanted to fire him because JR kind of, you know, JR does say things that has upset them over the years. Where JR loses me, JR alleges now that they are discriminating against him because he's a heterosexual. See, like, we've come full circle. This is where we've come full circle.
Yes. Discriminated against group.
Yes, yes. Right. Well, exactly. So he is saying, JR, well, he's a white, blonde, American, straight man. If there's, you name someone that's been more victimized than them, you tell me, Walsh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like this. So he says... He says that he's being discriminated against because he is a heterosexual. And like I said, I like JR. He's come on my show a lot over the years. I'm a fan of his work, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I could understand them sort of not even suspending, telling him, like, not a public suspension, but telling him, don't come in this week. Don't say that ever again on a podcast, and, like, we'll forget about this. They clearly wanted to get rid of him. Where he loses me, so he's saying he's being discriminated against because he's a heterosexual and because he supported President Donald Trump in 2016. Right? That's every, oh, yeah, that's why they fired you. Not because you talked about one of your coworkers having a big breast and a nice ass and how you want to have a threesome with her. So his defense, though, is that there's a double standard at NBC that during the 2018 National Figure Skating Championships, Olympic team bronze medalist Brady Tennell last month, in which a vulgar term was used for a woman's groin, was used as well about a joke as a sexual affair. All right, so it was Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, in which I want to get the exact quote. All right, here we go. In a promotional video for the At Home Variety Show on NBC streaming service, Lipinski and Weir are joined on a video by the Pitch Perfect actors Elizabeth Banks and John Michael Higgins. After Lipinski, 1998 Olympic gold medalist, introduces footage of Tennell from the Olympics, she says, "Nice camel spin into a toe loop," even though Tennell does neither a camel spin nor a toe loop in the finish. Higgins replies, "Yes, the camel toe. Gail's very familiar with that one." Banks goes on to say, I am. Moments later, Johnny Weir jokes, "I'm really hoping we get to see her quads during the program." I don't really see, like, JR's case is falling flat. There's a taste, you know, there's a camel toe reference, but is this enough to save, like, the lawsuit? So I asked Big Man on Campus, and he said, in today's day and age, JR's out of bounds and out of line. If you're on the jury, what are you saying to JR?
Yeah, the one thing is, obviously, you know, I don't know this situation as well as you, is what kind of led to this becoming as much of a topic as it is? Was the person that he was making the comments about bringing it to light, saying that she had felt uncomfortable? Was it
I guarantee you what it was. It was because he was on a Barstool show. You know what I mean? If Roenick said like on this show, probably no one knows. You know what I mean? He's on a Barstool show.
Well, obviously, right.
There's
right.
people out there that sit there and all they do is just listen to Barstool. Like, what the hell do you think they're doing over at, like, Deadspin and the Daily Beast and these places? They just sit there looking at Neil Portnoy all the time. So they listen to every show, every moment of every, they're just waiting for them to slip. And then, you know, and then the fake outrage begins. Like I said, dude, the woman that he's talking about is friends with his wife. The only person that should be upset about this is his wife, who he's, you know, repeatedly joking about wanting to bang his coworker and have a threesome together with his wife. You know, like I said, if I'm NBC, I would have told him, "Hey, JR, it came to your attention. You talked about Catherine's ass on a podcast the other day." I'd say, you know, we know you're friends, but don't do that. It comes across the wrong way. It's unprofessional. Fine. Closed.
Yeah.
NBC's the one made a big case about this. Like I said, I like JR. I think JR was wrongfully terminated. I really do. But it's their right to fire him. You don't have the job for life. And secondly, you lose me, JR, when you're saying, "Oh, it's because you supported Trump and it's because you're straight." Come on.
Yeah, I think the two things that, you know, somewhat stand out in this specific case, right, is, you know, so you only get an X number of strikes, right? And it doesn't necessarily sound like this is a first-time offender. The other thing is, if you keep this kind of on one of the bigger stories going on in sports right now with the Washington to be named Laters, and obviously now the name change isn't even the biggest story around that franchise, is that those kind of comments, I think a lot of people will look to pass off as harmless, yeah. And maybe even she will pass them off as harmless, but deep down doesn't feel that way. So I think kind of to what, you know, Big Man was saying, you know, I think the best way to put it, we spoke a little bit, I think, about this last week, Gabe, is the idea that the standard is just kind of changing across the board. And comments like that, I'm sure when, you know, JR was coming up, he never thought twice about, but the reality is he probably should think twice about, and he doesn't necessarily seem like he has the track record.
It's
right now,
listen,
but we've,
that's the thing with Spitting Chicklets, that's why it's a good show in the hockey world, because they get you to let your guard down, right? Like, the guys played in the league, so it's player on player, and they're going to start joking about stuff. Listen, I totally get it. Listen, JR picked this is the wrong era, without a doubt, Walsh. Not exactly the best era to be trying to win a case that, yeah, come on, I was just joking when I said she had a nice ass and I wanted to have a threesome with her. That's, yeah, you're right. 2020 and right now, not the best case to have. Rolling into a, what's your case? I'm being discriminated right. against because I said she has nice tits and I said that, like, yeah, I don't think that's going to go over well. In a courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
imagine
when,
getting a woman
when you're
judge,
leading off
too,
with, like, they're coming yeah. after me because I'm straight. Like, that's his jumping off point.
Oh, and a Trump supporter. Hey, don't forget Trump. Like, don't forget Trump. He threw in Trump support. All right, so
right.
Let's get it. I wish we had more time, but, you know, we had a little sound issue earlier, but we're good now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it was the time this show's already gone. But I want to get your take. So Chris Jericho and my main man, Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, got into it. And this is like me, like, as a kid watching my parents fight. Like, you know, as a Bills fan, this would be like watching Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly get into a Twitter war right now. Be like, just stop, yeah. stop, make it stop. Please. And it seemed kind yeah. of like Sebastian Bach is the one that started it, in which it all
yeah,
started
really,
with Twitter user Travis
sure.
Drago shared a picture during AEW's Dynamite. Man, Jericho's starting to look like Sebastian Bach. Bach then replied, mm-hmm. every single day for the last 2 or 3 years, somebody tells me this. Jericho requotes Bach's response, saying, good-looking guys are good-looking guys. What can we say? Jericho thinks it's all yeah. in good fun. However, then things take a quick turn when a Twitter user tells Bach, you party too much. Mm. Jericho has you beat. Bach response, he definitely does, considering that he lip syncs. Jericho quote retweets Bach saying, I sing my ass off every night, dude. Do you really want to go there? Sebastian Bach then goes on and says, every time I see you, you're Milli Vanilli, Chris Jericho. He goes, Pro Tools can make anybody sound good. That's a great clip of you of actually singing live, because all I've seen of clips are you miming to a tape. Congrats on radio hits, and your hair is certainly looking good nowadays. I don't know, man. Seemed kind of unprovoked from Skid Row and Sebastian Bach here. What's your take? Or are we being worked, and is this a big angle?
Now that is possible, because that's actually how Jericho pretty much set up his first feud with Kenny Omega over New Japan Pro Wrestling. They were doing a Twitter war, and they were like, listen, eventually they were like, this isn't going anywhere, forget this. And then it obviously ended up going somewhere. And you know how smart Jericho is. I'll say this, though. Jericho is very locked in these days. I don't know how much of a Dynamite you caught this past week, but he unleashed the Demo God. And Bach, you know, he got caught in the Ring of Fire. All of a sudden, Jericho starts listing out how he has, you know, tracks that are in the top 30, a bunch of them significantly more than Bach, you know, over the past years. And, you know, Bach's out there, he's trying to tell him that he's not legitimate. And, you know, that's something that you could speak to more than me. But I'm telling you right now, the Demo God is not to be played with right now.
I think it's dumb of Sebastian Bach, because listen, Sebastian Bach's a better singer than Jericho. Nobody's disputing that, right? But Sebastian Bach also hasn't done anything relevant in about 25 years, all right? The last relevant thing he did is smash up Fillmore Strip Club in Toronto a couple of years ago. So I love the VH1 crack when Jericho said, you haven't done anything in 20 years. And Jericho said, I'm kicking ass. I'm taking over the world. You haven't done anything. He goes, I starred in a VH1 show. Like Jericho, he goes, you start. He goes, there were 67 cast members.
I'll say, though,
it wouldn't surprise me if all of a sudden they had like a Jericho Bach one night face off tour show when fans are back. It wouldn't shock me one bit.
Yeah, no, I think Jericho's a professional wrestler and Jericho's on a roll right now. And I think Sebastian Bach's just clearly trying to get a piece of the action right now. Jericho's that hot.
Like,
you know what I mean? You know you're hot. Like now he's got old rockers calling him out. That's when you know you're hot, Walsh.
I love it, man. I love it. The demo god is going to win.
All right, hang in here. We'll say goodbye to Kevin Walsh on the other side. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, 120 minutes, the fastest 120 minutes in sports. Already done. Already done. We got Kevin Walsh for another moment or two. And I'm telling you right now, Walsh is a betting man. I'm going to say that Sebastian Bach will be inside of a AEW wrestling ring within the next month. Like, it's not a work in that they both said, hey, let's get into a Twitter feud and make people think it's real. I think Bach genuinely got mad that he was like sort of the Jericho was compared to him vocally wise. And Bach just say, hey, settle down. He can't sing. I'm a real singer. And he's just sort of make believe. But I think Bach also thinks, you know what? If I keep running my mouth enough, we can turn this into something. And next thing you know, Skid Row is on AE. And like, you know, listen, I don't know what a big Skid Row fan you are, Walsh. You're a little younger, but I know you're a fan of the Geico rat commercial. So that's what Bach wants. Bach sees rat on Geico, and he's thinking, man, that's what I need. That's what I want. You know what I mean? I got to get back in the line.
Fozzy and Skid Row? That's a headline show that you can make a trip to.
That's a tour, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, if Bach is smart, he should just shut up and do a tour with Fozzy.
Absolutely.
It's too bad, too. Because we actually have the best Fozzy and Jericho story that I know you would really enjoy. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that another time. All right, we got less than a minute, Walsh. I'm telling you what, I saw a video of Lonzo Ball draining threes and the Pelicans running and gunning in practice. Better be ready because the Pels better be – they're going to be ready to ball, bro. Just warning you right now.
Listen, I like them, but it's not great that Zion just left. You know, they need him for them to just get into that play-in game. So that's something I think for us to track. Obviously, the quarantine period will vary, but I think that's one of the bigger question marks right now for the NBA's reset.
Ah, much ado about nothing. He's fine. He's just putting
right, I forgot Zion doesn't matter to that team.
He's in base Superman. Oh, no, I'm saying he's going to be back. It'll be fine. He's just dealing with that little that agent issue. He's putting that fire. That's the family matter. I think he's dealing with it. All right, great job, Yank. Thanks, Walsh. Thanks, Big Man on campus. Other night, you're on your own.
Bye, later. Guys.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.